voice.
DJ Adam on the ones and twos.
I gotta sneeze, but I can't.
DJ Little Dick Adam, the smallest penis DJ.
Smallest.
In the world.
The smallest penis on the motherfucking planet.
I'm gonna get my balls replaced by turntables.
Oh, yeah? Squicker.
Turntablism.
Squicker.
Yeah.
Will your dick be a speaker?
Mm-hmm.
No, it'll be a DJ.
Oh, your dick will play your balls.
Yeah, in the, it's in the booth.
That's cool.
Okay.
You get your balls stapled to your lower stomach.
Okay.
Your lower
abdomen. So you're going to put your balls above your dick.
No, just like my dick will be pointed straight up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it'll be behind my balls. Like
I see, yes. Yeah. Oh, so you're going to maybe put a little bit of ball skin to your stomach to kind of keep them taut.
Yeah. Right.
But mm-hmm. they will hang.
Sort of. No, they'll be up.
They'll be up. But
then my dick will be...
Instead of your lowest ball skin, instead of
there's no way to have my balls over mm-hmm. my dick. The balls would just push my dick up, and then
right.
my dick would.
Well, what I'm saying is, you'll staple your nuts probably maybe 1/8 up to where your cock
Ooh,
is.
Ooh, we talking measurements now, baby? Yeah. Let's go metric.
1/8 of your cock.
Do I have to listen in the headphones the whole time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't like it.
No, you like it because you love listening to your own voice.
I really don't like listening to my own voice.
Well, that's why he won't listen. He won't like it because he doesn't talk that much.
You guys both have better voices for radio than me. I acknowledge that.
You
have
a
great voice.
You have the best radio. No, I have a horrible voice, and that's why I'm so good at impressions.
No, that doesn't make any sense. You have a good voice.
I hate my voice so much that I've had to become other people.
You're a professional voiceover artist.
I didn't love my voice, and that drove me. Yeah. You're like an ugly bitch that becomes hot.
Kind of.
She hates herself.
But she'll always be ugly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the inside.
In my opinion,
she can never
true.
Escape
no,
it.
She was always beautiful to begin with. That's the story.
Nobody ever gets hot. I mean, the ugly duckling should end with that goose killing itself.
Well, that's the thing about the ugly duckling.
And then the ugly duckling grew up, and it was a fucking heroin addict.
What if it was a fucked up duck?
It fucked way too many ducks.
Yeah.
It's just fucked so many ducks trying to just finally feel like a duck 15 years earlier, but it never worked.
Yep. If I was the ugly duckling, that's what I would say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It would be like, to prove to himself that he wasn't a gay little duck in high school.
Yep.
He'll try and fuck a bunch of girls.
Yep.
And never actually have a meaningful relationship.
Never hit that number, baby.
Yeah. I'll never not be gay in high school, no matter what I do.
Mm-hmm. So you're just going to be an ugly duck, not a swan?
I am a swan. I'm a big dick swan. But as a big dick swan, I'm using my powers for bad. Why do we have four things up? Four channels up.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because that's not plugged in.
It's fine as long as it's getting all of them.
Yeah, it's getting all three channels.
But that's what happens when you let Adam press the buttons, you know?
I'm working the levels, baby.
That's right.
Speaking of voices, we did it at both the live shows.
You
want to
bring
it
back?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, my God.
This was... If you missed out on the live shows, which we won't be posting anymore, and if you want to know why...
We might.
It's because people hate them.
People hate them. So if you want to, like, search through comments to find people that didn't like the live shows, and then you can send them death threats and hate mail, because we'll never be posting a live show again.
Yeah,
fuck that. If you want to see a live show, you can come out and see the fucking live show. Otherwise,
they're never as good anyway, but...
Yeah, it's a different dynamic.
We're playing to an audience.
Yeah.
Whatever. I like to
But the live shows were awesome, and maybe it'll be more incentive to see the live shows.
Anyways, those guys got a
premium content.
Our latest character, Cruisin' Joe List, which is Joe List is a bathroom homosexual.
Predominantly bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, I just love hanging out in the bathroom. Love going in the bathroom. The other week I was at a Pearl Jam concert, and there was a bathroom there. And I tried to go in. The door was locked. So, you know, I stuck my cock through the, you know, that little slit there where you got, you know, that space, the peek hole.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's for peeking, that peek slit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
I lost it. I had it, like, over the weekend.
No, just
it's
good.
Not about the actual voice. It's about the ethos.
Yeah.
And the cadence of it sounds like Joe setting
up. I like the bathroom.
A joke. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a man's asshole opening.
Man.
Yeah, no, I try. There
what
was
happens if your dick is too small to go through the hole?
Oh, you open the door a little bit and then you crush your dick in there.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
No, I love having gay sex in bathrooms. Has anybody seen Jim 2's?
Yeah.
That was another.
Yeah, I was just following Jim 2's
we
around.
Harassing him.
Yeah. Sexually harassing Jim 2's. Anybody see that Jim 2's guy? I don't know where he went.
Hey, Jim. Want to go? You should have been drinking a lot. You want me to show you where the bathroom is? I can take it.
Love the bathroom. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, fuck. I don't know. I had it over the weekend. Now it's gone.
Yeah.
No, don't forget the master suite, though, dude.
Yeah. No, I don't want to just repeat bits. It's got to be organic. No,
yeah, it has to come up.
The people deserve to hear. The
people don't deserve anything.
The Cruising Joe List calls the handicap stall the master bedroom.
People will get.
Was that called the master suite?
Yeah, I love that handicap stall. As I like to call it, the master bedroom. So much space in there. I feel like the King of France.
What's the name of the King of France?
Dominic Strauss-Kahn.
Oh, Dominic Strauss-Kahn. I didn't know that.
Cruising Joe.
Cruising Joe List.
Joe, we got to do the show. Get out of the bathroom.
Stop being gay.
Joe, get the fuck out of the bathroom. Trying to do a podcast.
No, but there's a lot of good cock in here.
It's weird that Mark's...
Yeah, you know when you have a friend that just can't stop sucking cock in the bathroom?
Mark's from New Orleans and Joe's from Boston, and neither of them sound like they're from those places. Mm-hmm. They don't have any inkling of...
Doing Joe has ruined my Mark Norman impression.
You had, you had a fire Mark Norman for a while.
Yeah, I could probably get it back. Yeah,
you'll get it back, man.
Yeah. He's in there somewhere.
That's good. No, you got it.
It's close.
He's having gay sex.
Yeah, everybody's got a friend named Joe who likes to fuck guys in the bathroom. So we got a show to do. I'm like, Joe, where the fuck are you? Joe, where the hell have you gone?
Kidding.
I'm in here.
Yeah, you know who probably put him up to it? The Jews. It's probably all those Jews convincing him to suck cock in the bathroom. Kidding. Just kidding.
Kidding.
Just kidding.
Love a nice cock.
Yeah, so we had a lot of fun on the road, boys.
Oh,
didn't
yeah.
we?
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Went to Cleveland, Boston. Thank you to everyone who came the fuck out to the Cleveland Boston tour.
Mm-hmm.
We sucked. We fucked.
Mm-hmm. We had a couple celebs in the audience.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. Ray Fiennes.
Ray Fiennes, Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction.
Tony Damon, Matt Damon's brother.
Tony Damon, yeah.
He's in Boston.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Johnny Damon, former
and
Red
Johnny
Sox.
Damon.
Yeah, and yep. Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
Played both sides.
Looks kind of like a caveman. I don't know if that...
We had Kofi Annan's wife there.
Mm-hmm.
Banana,
she's mourning.
Banana Tutu.
Banana Tutu Annan.
Banana Tutu Annan.
Who's still taking the loss of her husband yeah. really
well,
hard.
Well, we comped her tickets because then you know, she's having
she's
a rough
She's a widow
time.
And stuff. Try to so fuck.
I didn't try.
Set
I
her
fucked.
Up with a banana split right there in the front row.
Banana Tutu.
The traditional cuisine. Of
yeah. Any other fun things? We didn't go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we didn't.
We gave it a miss.
The Suck Cock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. We would have gone
suck,
if that was...
Hall of Fame.
I was doing this morning, here I am. Suck cock you like a hurricane.
It doesn't even make sense.
It does.
Yeah.
Suck
rock,
like yeah, yeah. Suck cock you like a hurricane. Yeah. I'm going to suck here cock you. That's like the way a kid from Iran would say it.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm going to suck cock you. Why don't you suck cock me? Why didn't you fuck suck cock me?
You know what having gay sex is like?
For you, I have hate. Why don't you fuck suck cock me, ass shit fuck?
Oh, another good song from the road was My Dick Is Small. Whoa.
Honestly, dude, we had so much fun on the road.
Yeah. It was really fun. We shared a hotel room in Cleveland.
Yep.
And got our own rooms in Boston.
Own rooms in Boston. I just love the difference between the deal Stav negotiated and the deal I negotiated.
Hey, man.
All right.
I told you to negotiate the deal.
Look,
Nick,
I got Stav a handicap room in Boston that had its own alarms and bells.
I got
and
that one.
Yeah.
I did my slick talking.
He had a flashy light.
At the end.
If you're deaf
yeah.
and you can't hear the
from
doorbell.
That
concierge was like, sir, do you want a room that is for retarded people?
And I was like, nah.
Do
and
you want to
him.
Be closer to the elevator?
I did ask for that.
Yeah.
Honestly, though,
that
your
guy
boy's out
name.
Of the boot. It my foot. Every step is a excruciating pain, but my doctor says that's what it takes to get better.
Mm-hmm. You got to work it out because we got a lot of international traveling
oh,
coming,
yeah.
boys.
We're going. We booked a... trip to, and I'll give you a hint. Here's the hint.
We already said
I think
it on
I'm
the
sucking
podcast.
Off gay men. I think I'm sucking off gay men.
Yeah,
I really
people
think
San
know.
Francisco.
Yeah, yeah. Adam's bedroom. Mm-hmm. We're going to Japan, Haru.
We're going to Japan-a-roo.
I cannot wait, Haru, to go to my home country.
Yeah. Nick will probably stay because of the racial homogeneity.
Fuck that, dude. I'm going to be like Tom Cruise.
Last Sam?
Yeah. Just getting some...
Last Sam.
Just getting some just untouched pussy. Yeah. Just some field-ass pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just long, flowing, soft pubes. The same pubes she's had since she was 12.
That's right.
You know?
Nary a blade has touched
her. Nary a blade.
Yeah.
Until the samurai comes and cuts her pussy pubes off.
With a fucking...
Which a lot of people don't know this, but the way it's supposed to work is the vagina is sealed by hair.
Ah.
And a warrior is supposed to come through and cut the pussy open with a knife.
With a katana.
In Japanese lore?
No, in all humanity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hattori Hanzo.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're supposed to use a bowie knife and just jam it in there.
Huh.
You've been talking a lot about putting knives into pussies.
Have I? No, that was... You know what? You're confusing me with that SVU episode that we watched.
That's true. Yes, we watched like five episodes of SVU.
Yeah. We also watched Senator John McCain on SNL.
I was laughing about just redoing the intro to SVU. You know, where it's like, in the state of New York, men and women, or women and children, and sometimes even men, are held down and fucked at gunpoint. Sometimes people look at child pornography. This is a special type of crime known as rape. Boom, 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 and just rape. And then the name of the show is Rape. Yeah.
In my ass.
And the episode starts and it's a construction worker like, yeah, I'm on my fucking lunch break. And then he turns the corner and there's like a four-year-old getting fucked. And he's like, whoa. Bum, bum, ba-da, ba-da, ba. Yeah. That's the dream as an actor, is to be one of the one of the guys that discovers a rape at the beginning of SVU.
Oh, Maron.
Yeah, I just opened this pizza box and there's a baby being fucked to death inside of it. Look, I don't fucking know. I'm just a New Yorker. Yeah.
Yeah, what was that? Also, like, the criminals. Deborah Messing?
The criminals on that show are always like acting so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's always the guy that's like, you thought you'd discover my secret.
Yeah.
It's like a guy that just downloads child pornography.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it.
And he's pretending he's Hannibal Lecter.
It's a pretty big secret.
Yeah.
Downloading child porn.
Yeah.
What's a bigger secret you could have than that you are a pedophile?
Being in child pornography.
That's where you got your start as an actor. Mm-hmm. Child porn. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna start in child porn, cross over to regular porn, and then I'm gonna attempt a double crossover from regular porn to mainstream. Porn,
or to mainstream acting. Hollywood acting.
From child porn to regular porn to mainstream acting.
A couple of people have followed that path.
Wasn't that some lady named Tracy?
Tracy Lords. Lords.
Yes.
Yeah, she did acting.
Straight up
roles.
Porno as like a child, right?
Yeah. Was she in behind
the Lord's Prayer? Dear God, please let me accidentally discover underage nudity on this website. Because if you accidentally see it, it's not illegal.
Dear Lord,
deliver us.
Accidentally searched the name of the woman I know was in child pornography.
If it's not on purpose, ain't illegal, dog.
But if Google hasn't taken it off Google Images, it's not my fault. Amen.
Well, the dog's trying to take a nap right there.
She likes napping near us during the pod.
Yeah, she can feel this fucking riffing energy, dude. It's electric. Mm-hmm. Her pussy's quivering. I can see it. Wow. Oh, my God. My whole shoe is in her pussy. It's sucking my shoe in.
She's a slut.
She's that horny, dude.
Yeah, my dog's horny. Dude.
Oh, all right. There I got it out.
Oh, she's up now.
Oh, yeah.
Stop molesting my dog on
I
the podcast.
I didn't molest her. She tried to suck my
not
shoe
a bit,
into her
big
pussy.
Boy. Is your pussy getting touched, big boy?
You can molest my dog at a live show because there's a visual component.
There you go. Yeah, you hate getting your pussy touched, huh?
Uh-huh.
Is Stavros sticking his foot in your pussy?
No, dude, she is.
That's sad, huh?
She's sticking her foot in my pussy.
Yeah.
Special shout out to the kids over at the Harvard Lampoon for having us over to their castle.
Yep. Thank you for cleaning up the
molestation
chambers for us.
Of their animal house. It was a rollicking time. They told
I would
us,
like to live in a castle, though.
They told us all the celebrities that have committed sexual assaults in that building.
We just dress you up like Bowser, get you a shell.
Dude, hell yes. Rock. Yeah. I would love to look like Bowser.
Let's do it, dude. Let's get you a shell.
I got so many Halloween ideas this year, man. Is it going to be Thor, Bowser, or John Wick?
How about all three combined?
Ooh.
Just get you a Bowser shell and then a suit.
Thor, Wick, Zer.
Yeah.
Thor, Wick, Zer. And then throw the those frogs in, too.
Yeah. How about you become Nanette and Tigger?
No. I respect the hustle, but no.
Yeah, okay. I was saying the other day, like, what a risky pitch Tigger was.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, back in the day, it was fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's one letter.
I know, but, like, imagine trying, you work at Adventure Time, and you're like, how about a character who's a tiger, but he's spelled with two G's?
Yeah.
And people would be like, Mark, what are you getting at? What is your point, Mark?
Yeah.
It's like nothing. That's just a cute name for a
it's
tiger.
It's Adventure Time.
It's like, why is it a cute name for a tiger?
No, I disagree.
I don't know.
Bouncy.
He's
jumps
bouncy.
Really
like,
good.
Yeah, it's like, it sounds like tiger. It's like, yeah, but why does it have to have two G's in it? Why the fuck would that be its name? Explain it to us.
Like, well, look, because yeah, everyone else is named like Owl and...
Yeah, Eeyore.
Eeyore, that's not even an animal.
It's just his name.
There's Piglet.
Piglet.
Piglet's...
Well. It's a small pig.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's got sense. The IG still in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I disagree. I think Adventure Time would have that name because if you watch it, it's actually for adults, all the jokes.
Look, man, I know you got some sass, but Adventure Time's pretty good.
It's the jokes are for adults.
Relax, man. It's a good show. There's no reason to try and burn Adventure Time.
I've never seen Adventure Time.
I just know that people say the jokes
are for adults.
I don't
watch stuff for adults.
Oh, yeah.
I only like watching stuff that's for kids.
Are you cleaning your nails with a knife?
I am.
What?
Why?
Why do you have to have the blade out, dude?
Does that
Why do I have to have the blade? No,
put the blade
hurt.
Away.
Put your mouth near the... There you go. Suck. Why don't you just go get a manicure? Mm-hmm. Oh, what are you doing? That looked painful.
No, it's not painful.
Ah, stop.
It's not pain. I do this all the fucking time. I don't know why this is a big deal.
Do you ever get your shit ever get infected?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah, you never jam a knife under your... Oh, that was the other thing we were laughing about. So the Chinese are suing affirmative action. That's the headline. To go to... because, you know...
They want colleges.
Black people are taking up their spots in college. And we were laughing about what happens when the Harvard Lampoon is nothing but Chinese kids.
Yeah.
It's like... Man, break law. They shot bamboo in his penis. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, yeah. Man, get run over by a horse cart. Man, dick got cut off in factory.
Very funny.
Honestly,
very
all
funny.
Those are pretty funny. If Bam they had a funny. Cartoon with them where the guy's like going, ouch.
It's Chinese Mad TV. Chinese SNL. Because then all the writers get TV jobs after that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, China.
Yeah.
Every character is Miss Swan.
The cold open, it's Donald Trump, and he's like, yeah, I fuck my own son. Live, it's new, it's Saturday. And the show just starts.
Yeah.
And then
bang, bang, bang.
At the end, there's just no music. Bang, they're all just bang. Like bowing repeatedly.
They have that guy on as the musical guest.
Yeah, yeah. Bang, 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 with a musical bang, guest, bang, the man who smells like piss from the subway.
Bang, 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 bang.
That's cool. What if MIT had their own Lampoon? It was all autistic guys.
That's good. Also. Yeah.
And they're just like, it's like dogs playing cards with each other.
Another good one, man.
Yeah.
Dogs playing poker is a good painting.
It's supposed to be people.
That's true. Look, man, I don't appreciate you slandering Adventure Time and then dogs playing poker.
That's what, in The Accountant, right? That's the only piece of art that Ben Affleck has. He's like, yeah, I like it because it's supposed to be people.
Oh, nice.
And it's actually, if you could see it, it's dogs.
Did you see the autistic man, or maybe he had Down syndrome, he was like 50?
In our audience in Cleveland?
No, but yes, there were plenty of those guys.
The flip-flop guy?
No, I didn't see him. The guy who reunited with his 80-year-old father.
Oh, yeah, kissing his dad on the mouth.
Dude.
Very cute.
That shit was awesome.
I loved seeing those two men kissing each other.
I thought
it
was
very adorable.
Dude.
Did you see it? You're off social media.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
It was a Down syndrome man with 56 years old reuniting with his 80-year-old father after going on vacation.
The
80-year-old
was kissing the Down syndrome guy on the lips.
Just kissing each other.
It was
bum 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 bum.
Ice tea just arrested.
Bum 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 bum.
Yeah. You think his dick is a lollipop? Bum 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 bum.
I bet it's just a cold open for like for SVU or whatever, and it's like, you know, PS 117, you know, Harlem or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Astoria.
Yeah.
And then it's a classroom, and it's a special education classroom, and it's like, okay, kids, like, everybody, I want you to go to the cubby area, and we're going to put on our Velcro shoes now, and then we're going to come over to the block area, and we're going to play with blocks or whatever. And the teacher's like, Michael, what is that? Why do you have a 2-liter? And it's like, Michael, you're not allowed to drink soda in class. He's like, but I want to. And then she's like, Michael, what are you doing? And then she goes over as the music's, like, building mm-hmm. or whatever. She's like, Michael, this isn't soda. And then she reaches it, and the 2-liter is just filled with cum. And the retarded kid's just been chugging cum, and it's leak. You just cut back to him, and the cum's all over his shirt and his mouth.
Hell yeah.
She's like, where did you get this? Bum, bum, bada, bada, bum. Somebody's been giving retarded kids 2 liters of cum. Telling them it's Sprite.
That works?
Yeah.
Man, that's messed up.
Yeah. Bum, bum, bada, bada, bada. And then they go to the bottling facility, and it's like, well, there's this new guy, Greg, that works here that's been handling all this stuff. And they're like, this is the piece of shit that's doing it. And then it's like, you know, boo-doo, uh-oh, you know, Greg's residence,
yeah.
Ditmars or whatever the fuck, you know. Yeah. And then they go to the house, and they're like, yeah, we're here to see Greg. And then they're like, I mean, Greg's in the bathroom. Like, get his ass out here right now. We got to talk to that thick son of a bitch. And then the woman's like, I don't know what he could possibly have done wrong.
Yes.
They come in the house, and then Greg has Down syndrome, and then Olivia has to look at Elliot, and they're like, oh, no. And then we come back, act three, we find out that Greg's being forced mm-hmm. to drink cum by,
that's what made him,
I don't know, the
Down
guy from
syndrome.
The newspaper stand.
Yeah. They want to sell this. This is a sensational story.
Yeah.
Jizz, sneaking jizz
to
retarded
kids. Yeah.
So it's the head of the New York Times has been making Greg drink cum.
Oh, yep. For the headlines.
Yeah. For the headlines.
That makes
that,
sense.
That sexy, that sexy district attorney bitch is like, are you going to tell me that if it's over 2 liters of semen, it's not illegal? And the judge is like, my hands are tied. Olivia's like, we got to let this guy walk.
My retarded brother was force-fed cum. Yeah, that's good, man. Write that one up.
Yeah, that'd be a good show, dude.
Mm-hmm. Rape, I believe. Uh-huh. I saw this working title.
I saw an episode recently where it was a little boy who was raped at school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out that it's another little boy in his class, and he's been raping like.
That's
every
always what it is.
Class.
It's like, what if the victim was actually a second victim?
Yeah. And then they go to the kid's house mm-hmm. to like, you know, arrest him or you know bring him in.
But
and
he rapes them.
No, he's sitting in his bedroom watching pornography. And then they bring him in and they're like, why did you do it? Why'd you do it to all the other kids? He's like, I want to do it like in the movies. I want to be like in the movies.
Yeah, I remember when I first watched porn, I was like, damn, I can't wait to fuck my friends in the ass.
Yeah.
Now that I watched a woman with big tits suck dick, I just want to bend over elders and fuck his ass.
When the Aaron Glazer thing happened, I wanted to do an SVU parody where it's like, you know, like the Olivia and Elliot responding to a house, there's cop cars outside and police tape, and they're going up to the bedroom where a 27-year-old girl who still acts like a 13-year-old mm-hmm. has been raped by Aaron Glazer. And she's in her bedroom and she's crying, and Olivia and like Elliot are in the bedroom with her or whatever, and they're like looking over like these pieces of paper, and Olivia's like, Caitlin, did Aaron tell you these sketches were funny? She goes, yes. God. And then she looks at Elliot. And then, bum, bum, ba-da, ba-da, bum. Bum, bum. Dramatic look. Did Aaron tell you these sketches were funny?
Is my man still working? He had that commercial. Did he go away?
He's allowed to have commercials, but Nick and I aren't.
That's so, that is actually hilarious.
Yeah.
You are better off being literally a rapist than being a host of comedy.
Dude, I told you. My agent said that to me on the phone. When all that shit was happening, my agent called me up. They're like, this will probably blow over. Just like, you know, they're like, they want you to like take down the Reddit and stuff. I'm like, I don't control the Reddit. I don't, you know. Yeah, yeah. And they're like, you have tweets that were used. And we're back, and the SD card ran out of space yesterday, instead of finishing the episode.
Which we in hindsight, probably should have done.
Yeah, because now we're going to repeat a bunch of shit.
I don't even remember what we said.
You said something about Brendan Fraser getting raped. Was that in there?
I don't know.
I think we missed that.
Yeah, that did.
That was a great one.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Who gives a shit? I don't care about this fucking stupid show or anybody listens to it.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yep.
Hey guys, suck our dicks, guys.
Yeah, yeah, fuck you if you
listen. Hey guys, suck our fucking dicks.
Yeah, if you listen to this show, you should kill yourself. Yeah.
Lick our fucking nuts and suck our fat balls.
Me likey gay sex.
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 My asshole! My asshole!
I like penis. I like butt cheeks.
Fucking me in my anus.
Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm. That one's
so that's good.
Good. That is good. I like it.
That's a good ass riff. Ah, my knee hurts now.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, your legs are just going to be problems until we solve this gravity issue.
Unless we, until
you know
we
what
solve
we should
what?
Do? We should put you in a large hard-on super collider and reverse your gravity.
A hard-on super
you
collider?
You mean a hadron, bitch?
It's a large hard-on super collider.
I would prefer the hard-on super collider.
Yeah.
Because then I'm in a robot suit with a hard-ass dick.
What happens?
I would prefer it if that's what sex was. Is uh-huh. Instead of, not even gay sex, but you... If you hold eye contact with another man in public too long, instead of fighting, you both have to get hard and then run into each other.
Like jousting. But your cocks are the thing.
And then the penis, their dicks will annihilate each other.
Whoa.
Like bumblebees.
Whoa. Is that what happens to bumblebees?
No, they die if they sting. But anyways,
both of you
lose your dick, but then that's it.
So you're saying if you use your cock for violence...
No,
it should be like a stinger.
That's all fucking is. And what it does is it doesn't reproduce the species. It just rids you of any kind of existential anxiety.
And then you die?
No, you don't die.
You
continue dickless. You continue to live a dickless but peaceful existence.
I would love that. Yeah. Dude, free from my cock.
Mm-hmm.
Free from all the errors I've made because I'm trying to get pussy.
It's a very simple concept, Adam. Don't throw
it. I know. What don't you understand,
it's
man?
It's very simple.
I just didn't know.
You make eye contact with a man. You get hard.
Okay, I know
you
that
run
is...
run at him with your hard-ass dick.
Well, that's
your
normal
dicks
gay.
Explode. You go... What are you not following? Like a bumblebee.
Bumblebees,
what is it that you don't get?
I thought they die after they sting. They just lose their stinger.
Your dick dies, man.
Yeah,
your dick is the bumblebee
in
this analogy.
It's, first of all,
the dick is the bumblebee.
The bumblebees are
I thought you are the bumblebee.
No, your
and
dick
is the stinger.
Bumblebees
okay,
have,
that's what I misunderstood.
Bumblebees have a distributed sense of self anyways because they belong to a hive. So for a bumblebee to die, it's not a complete death. Not
the hive is you and the bee is your dick.
Well, the hive, because we don't exist. We are social to a certain extent, but... The ego death you'd experience when your penis is annihilated along with that other man's
incredible
is akin to the death of a single bumblebee in relation to the colony.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then the colony is protected. It may be down a member, but they're still making honey.
Of course.
They're still fucking the
honey
queen.
Will come out of your ass after this happens.
Yeah.
You will shit pure honey.
Yeah.
That's part of the whole thing.
After you lock
which
eyes
I think
with
goes
that
without saying. I don't even think we had to explain that part. That would be awesome though, to just not want to fuck.
Yeah.
You just do crafts. I would just go to the gym to like live.
Yeah.
You know, cuz my only drive is to get pussy, really. If we're
and
really
that's
honest.
Not causing you to go to the gym.
Never. No, it never has.
Yeah.
I mean, a little it will. I mean, although maybe with my foot and my tooth, I sort of don't want to die. I've sort of realized I really am going to die in a real way instead of just knowing it intellectually. So maybe I'll get a little healthier, but just like if it wasn't for wanting to get pussy.
Mhm.
That's the only time I ever really lost weight. But once I figured out a cheat code to get pussy toothless without a foot that works and fat as shit and bald, it's like, what is even the point of improving myself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if I was dickless, I'm free of those urges. I want to live again.
If you're dickless, you can become a functioning member of society.
That would be awesome, dude.
And it's not about self-improvement anymore. It's about my experiencing a distributed sense of self.
Exactly. Helping out the herd.
Yeah.
Being a fruitful member.
Living your life.
So you think that the...
Living your life with the future generations in mind.
100%. Yeah. Instead of just trying to raw dog that strangers.
That contributes to human beings being cruel to one another is their desire to have sex?
No.
So how would losing your sexual function...
I think
it works like magic. It's that's just a thing that happens, and then it's not a direct causation. It's just that's the function of mutual dick annihilation.
Once your dick goes poof.
This isn't to say that you know, problems of emptiness or anxiety about death are caused by wanting to fuck by any means. That's not what I'm saying.
I
mean,
to
a certain extent, that's true. Sure.
Maybe. But not entirely.
No,
These are in the magical world in which you get your dick hard and run full speed into another man to annihilate each other's dicks. The end result of that is a release from the prison of your terminal nature.
But also in the scenario that you're painting.
But also, the thing you keep forgetting is you're living in a world with a lot of beautiful, incredible honey now. Because all these dickless guys, they're getting honey out of their ass. So whenever you're mad, think about all the how much every yogurt parfait you have is so good.
Yeah.
Because it's just the highest
quality
honey.
I got a curveball Halloween costume idea for you.
Okay.
I know it's 11th hour right now.
Yeah. No,
scrap John Wick. I think
I'm still thinking about Thor,
Winnie
by
the
way.
You could go Dickless Bumblebee.
Dickless Bumblebee. Chop
and people,
my cock
people are like,
off.
What the fuck is this? And you're like, didn't you listen to the episode where he explained?
Yeah.
No, I think you just wearing the red shirt, just dipping your hand into a pot of honey.
No, I know. I've thought about
eating it.
Or you do like Cardi B, but it's Cardi B-E-E. And then you have a box of Cheerios filled with child pornography.
Okay.
And people are like, what is this? And you're like, didn't you listen to the episode where... We said the Cheerios B looks at child pornography.
Oh, yeah. I even forgot about that episode.
Yeah, right.
What was that? Oh, that was a t-shirt you wanted to make.
Yeah. It's the Cheerios B saying, do I look at child pornography? None of your beeswax.
Yeah, that's a lot of good. These are a lot of good options.
Yeah.
And then from Cardi B, I can sing, me like ye gay sex.
Mm-hmm.
Me like ye gay sex.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking about Thor from Thor Ragnarok.
Also, I don't know if Kike Monster made it on the last episode.
No, that's an important one.
It's Cookie Monster, but he's Kike Monster, and he's like,
uh-huh.
What does C stand for? Coupon. Oh, that's good enough. C is for coupon. That's good enough for me.
I've never used a coupon in my life.
What are you doing today, Kike Monster?
I'm going to the bank to cash my rent checks. By the way, you are 3 weeks late on Elmo's World. I technically own Elmo's World. And that's Kike Monster.
Shouts out to Cookie Monster.
Yeah. And instead of Big Bird, it's Big Turd, and he's just a huge piece of shit.
I love that.
Just a huge shit.
8 foot
does he have
tall?
Legs?
Still?
Just leaves shit smears all over the kids as he like hugs them. I love you, Big Turd. And I love you too. Yeah.
Squish.
Yeah.
Suck a lot of dicks instead of snuff a lot.
Instead of
thing,
Elmo,
but he's using his trunk to suck dick.
Instead of Elmo, it's Chomo.
Guy Blow.
I don't know why you would make Elmo's kind of holds it together. He's kind of the straight man.
You think Elmo's
Yeah.
He's
first of all,
Elmo.
Elmo's 4 years old, dude.
He's 40?
Four.
Oh. Perpetually four.
Yeah.
So he's like a retarded man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Mentally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or like a dog.
Count? What is... Could he be cunt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Cunt,
I like cunt.
It's just a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big ass pussy.
Or he, no, he's just a cunt.
Cape?
Yeah.
Cunt?
Yeah.
The cunt.
Yeah.
What?
Someone was mean to me at work, and that's your fault. That's your problem to deal with now. They were out of the type of shoe I went to the store to get, so now I won't fuck you. Now you do not get fucked.
I like, okay,
It's misogynist to me for you to have friends. You're doing misogyny.
Let's see. Who else we got?
Yeah.
In the Grover.
How many of your friends have I fucked? One, two, three, four. All of your friends have fucked me. God, I hate the cunt.
The cunt.
That pussy's too sweet, though, to let go of him, dude.
Uh-huh. Can't stop it is fucking the, you know that what? Transylvanian.
Yeah, it's just he's the same guy, but then he's got a pussy, Buck Angel style. Mm-hmm. Then that's cunt.
Yeah.
And it's the sweetest pussy you've ever you ever did see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I hear about Buck Angel, actually.
Yeah,
he's got a phenomenal.
Instead of Bert and Ernie, it's
what?
Kurt and Annie. It's Kurt Metzger and Annie Letterman. what do you want to do today, Kurt? Kratom. I get mad at people online. post too much. Oh, I don't know about that, Kurt.
That's good.
Yeah, that's fun.
Squirting horny also.
Squirting.
They could be squirting horny.
Yeah. God damn it, Ernie. You got your pussy juice all over the living room. wouldn't you do that, Squirt? Shut up. No.
And also, your name is Horny.
You're shut up, Horny. I'm sorry that I messed up the joke in its own context.
Yeah, okay. We can get some more Sesame Street.
Snuffleupagus.
I already said suck a lot of dicks.
How about suck on me street?
Suck on me street.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who else is in Sesame Street?
Sunny days, sucking a dick, I'm gay. Just replacing Sesame Street with that. No one knows. That's what Obama was trying to do.
Yeah, dude, everyone knows that about
him. We're going to secretly teach kids to be gay by replacing Sesame Street with Suck on Me Street. And I'm Ryan Chuck.
And I'm gay.
And I'm gay. I'm Ryan Chuck. I'm gay. You didn't build that. You just got it hard and sucked it off.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
I don't remember anybody else. Grover, is he in Sesame Street?
Yeah, Groper.
He's like a crossover between Muppets and Sesame Street. Is
Groper.
That true?
Groper, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Groper, yeah.
That's good.
Miss. Instead of Piggy.
Huh?
Instead of Piggy.
No, not that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll skip Miss Piggy.
Kermit.
Kermit we could go Kermit the Fag, I guess.
Kermit. Spermit.
Spermit.
Spermit. Yeah.
Oh boy, I'm coming in my pants. Oops, I came all over.
He doesn't wear
face.
Pants, dude. He's just constantly coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, just tadpoles.
I can't stop coming. Is that what Kermit sounds like?
Yeah, it's good.
Hey.
That's a good Kermit.
Hey.
That's a good Spermit.
Yeah, yeah.
Spermit.
It's me, Spermit the Frog. My dick is hard for coming. The dog doesn't like it. Hey. Hey.
Yeah, ISIS is racist, we found out. Nick has a good theory about why
dogs
are racist. Dogs
don't like black people because they think they're made out of chocolate, which kills them.
Hey. Ooh, somebody's upset.
Oh,
somebody
no.
doesn't like Spermit.
She doesn't like your
She doesn't like being accused of being racist?
Yeah, hey. She doesn't like being false racism accusations.
Yeah,
that's just your white skin privilege. It's me, Spermit, the woke frog, who's always coming at his own sense of self-importance about his wokeness. Spermit here to get people fired for being racist.
And also come all over the place.
I teach kids how to get people fired and then suck their own dick.
Damn, what an interesting character Spermit the book frog is.
I'm saying, man, put me in charge of SVU for a week.
That's right.
The Muppets.
And then, yeah, and then
Sesame Street.
All Muppets.
Suck on me street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm Ryan Shutt.
I'm Ryan Shutt. I'm gay.
I'm gay.
And I'm a frog
and
who's
I'm a
gay.
Frog. Gay. I'm also Obama. Oh, Fuck.
Yeah.
What are we going to eat after this, dudes?
I don't know. I can't wait until we're doing this show in 10 years and, like, no one's listening to it.
That would be awesome.
And, like, people just feel bad for us that we're, like, mentally disabled.
Yeah. Well, we are trapped. Like, I don't think I can find actual just funny, nice things funny.
Yeah, me, not anymore.
Like, what do you mean funny, nice things?
I don't know. Although, I did just watch Parks and Rec and really enjoyed it, and that's pretty, like... standard ass comedy. But I don't know, man. I remember thinking like 3 years ago, like, I think I ask Eldest to suck my dick and laugh about it too much. I have to grow up. This can't be what I find funny for the rest of my life. And
yeah,
I think it is, man. I
think so. You're saying that you don't like clean comedy?
Literally everything's funny. Everything dumb is funny. Yeah. Like doing that Boston guy asking for pictures of Bobby Kelly's dick.
Yeah, that's a great bit.
What was that sneak from?
Oh, yeah, that was
just... He was just dropping me off. Oh, Stavros. Yeah, if you got any pictures of Bobby's cock, go ahead and forward them to him. Just go ahead and forward them to my email.
Yeah, you guys need anything, I'm right here. And, okay. If you find any pictures of Bobby's cock, too, I'm open to look at those
Stavros
as well.
Yeah, you look great, Stavros. Anyways, you guys need anything, just go ahead and shoot me an email or something. Also, you don't have any pictures of Bobby's cock, do you?
What? All right, no pictures. No, well, what's it look like? Do you remember?
Yeah, if you could just just write up just like a brief sketch. Description of it. Yeah, you know, hold on. I'm going to go back in the office and get a napkin. And if you don't mind, just drawing Bobby's cock for me real quick.
Drawing.
If you could drawing a picture of Bobby's cock for me, please. Please do. I have become to Boston.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Busting.
Yep. That's what, yep. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn, you know what I'm sad we didn't get to eat any
Panda
real
Express.
Boston shit. No, not
Sbarro's pizza.
Sbarro's Boston's pretty good, apparently.
I don't fuck with Sbarro's, dude. In my food court, we had a knockoff ass Sbarro's. We had like Mama something.
Yeah, I did a joke about, or not a joke, but there was a knockoff Sbarro's that I would call Bizarro's in the mall in Austin.
Remember when a Superman villain was
Bizarro
Superman?
Yeah, that's
and it was
the
just
joke. He's
a retarded guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fun, dude. That's wholesome stuff.
Yeah. No, he's from like another planet. What was Bizarro's deal?
I think he was retarded, but he was strong, which...
I can't wait to get an email from some comic book nerd. It's like, first of all, you fucking idiot. Bizarro isn't retarded.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was like, duh. He did that shit a lot.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch the Super Friends, the show?
No.
I used to watch
Wasn't that on in like the 70s?
Yeah, Cartoon Network would throw that bitch on. And I would fuck with it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch that shit. I would watch... What else? What the fuck else took control of the Halkus household when our parents were working in the summer? Did you get it? Damn, Adam's
cat-like
Mr. Miyagi to fucking...
Oh,
mosquito.
Dude, a mosquito. Look at it.
I told you, motherfucker.
Dead bitch.
I told
dude,
you
why do we have
mosquito.
So many mosquitoes?
Probably because you refuse to get an air conditioner and just leave the windows open.
What are you talking? I haven't left. First of all, I have screens. Second of all, I have air conditioners in every room.
No, you don't. Then why the fuck isn't it going off in this one, bitch?
Because it probably comes through the front door when I open it.
No. There's an air conditioner right now in this room?
No, but I don't open that and that has a screen. Because I can't because it's barred on the windows. I don't want people to know about my house.
There's another room. Why don't you ever fucking open that room and let the AC run, dude?
We do. We do.
Only for yourselves, though.
No, when
not
it's like
for
super
company.
Hot. Are you guys really uncomfortably hot?
I'm pretty hot, man.
I'm fine.
Are you fine?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You're pretty hot?
I'm still trying to figure out if Bizarro is retarded.
I think he is. I think it's safe to assume that he is.
How about Bizarre Word?
Uh-huh. Bizarre what?
Bizarre Word.
The Bizarre Word.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it just...
Bizarre.
Darter?
I'm bizarred.
I'm darted. Dart.
At school, darter. They'll make it fun of me because they said I'm bizarred.
Honey, don't you mean retarded?
I guess. I can't. I don't know. I'm too bizarred to remember what they said. Oh, honey, it's okay. You're just retarded. I rewatched that South Park episode where Cartman pretends to be retarded to win the Special Olympics.
An incredible piece of art. An incredible.
When that came out, you know, it's funny. Rewatching it, I didn't laugh that much. I laughed at the idea of them airing that now.
Yeah, that's what's funny. Yeah.
But that fucking, that scene where, like, Kyle tells Cartman don't do it, and then there's a montage, and then they're all playing basketball, and Cartman just shows up, and he's like, duh! Duh!
I love that. Did that come out before or after The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville?
Before. 2004.
Whoa, that long ago?
14 years ago.
Holy shit.
That's how fucking old that episode is.
2004 was the sweet spot.
Dude.
Salute.
I'm so goddamn old.
I love that he still lost. That was the best joke in that whole thing.
Oh,
he
pretends
to be retarded and he's just still a fat piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, and then they have like Barry Bonds and Mark McGuire present the award at the Special Olympics. And then Jimmy, like, he's about to beat up Cartman.
Right. Jimmy's on
and
steroids.
And then he's like, and Jimmy's like, I also cheated. So I would just like to say that if you use steroids, you're basically pretending to be retarded to win the Special Olympics. It's just Mark McGuire smiling.
South Park.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, those motherfuckers have been doing that shit a long ass time.
Yeah.
So long.
23 years.
Yeah.
Damn.
And they do it all in 1 week. It's like SNL.
And one guy does way more work than the other guy.
Yeah. Like this show.
Which is a pretty good formula.
Yeah.
I still don't know if Bizarro is retarded. It is Bizarro.
Nick's the one guy. I'm the one guy with the hair, the weird curly hair.
I'm wardrobe.
And you're just,
hair and makeup. Yeah.
Which
for a cartoon you're the fluffer. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about how South Park, there's one guy who does basically everything.
Oh, Trey does everything.
Trey does everything.
And
the
Matt's
other guy does like a quarter.
Matt like does some voices.
Yeah,
he's in
I'm
the writers'
Matt,
room.
You're Trey and Adam is the
Trey
guy
basically does everything.
Yeah,
I mean like there's a writing. Did you see that documentary?
Yeah.
That's really cool about it.
I love being Trey, man. This shit rocks.
You're Trey
or Matt, whichever one I am.
Matt Stone.
I love being that guy.
A Jew and a Mormon.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever have any personal Mormon friends? Nick, did you?
I don't know.
There were hella Mormons in
Vegas.
Oh,
yeah, I guess Nevada.
Yeah, there were a lot.
I
was friends with a bunch, and their moms were all hot.
All
hot
as shit.
Yeah.
Big blonde
and, like, sort of, like, sexually repressed and, like, kind of.
On the GameSpot forums. Seriously, he's just a misunderstood reversed Superman. He reverses Superman's speech pattern, powers, color scheme, anatomy, and logic. Well, if he was reverse Superman, wouldn't he be black?
True.
Wouldn't he be black and retarded?
Not necessarily. I don't know that being black is the reverse of being white.
Yes, it is.
No.
Then what's the opposite of white?
Is there an opposite?
Yes, black. Are you kidding me?
No, I mean, what about Chinese people? What are they?
No, I mean,
opposite
in terms
of them,
in terms
Mexican.
Of just color. The opposite of the opposite of yellow.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
the opposite
works,
of yellow is blue.
Are there blue? So really black actors?
Colors,
no, that's not possible.
Colors have an inverse.
The opposite of yellow is not blue.
Yes, it
what
is.
About red?
What do you mean, what about
there
red?
There are three primary colors.
The opposite of red is green.
Yes, hell yes.
No, that's not possible.
It is possible.
No, the opposite of
that's
yellow.
Somehow,
the opposite of yellow is purple, which is
no.
a combination between.
It's blue.
No, it's purple.
Blue is green and yellow, isn't it?
If you. The opposite of yellow is the combination of the two other primary colors.
Oh, shit.
What's,
it's like a triangle, and in between each of the triangles are the combinations of those. And then if you draw a line across the triangle, then that's the opposite.
Okay. Well, colors have opposites.
Okay. All right. We can start there. We can build from here.
All right.
So colors have opposites.
This I know for sure. White and black are opposites.
What is that? White and black are just like. The absence of light and I don't
that's
fuck
heat.
It.
Heat it, no cold is the absence of heat.
Yeah.
We suck.
The compound science corner.
We
dude.
Suck.
Wait, no, because then the yeah. Well, hold on.
The opposite
yeah,
right. of
no, then, let him get it. Let him go. Go ahead.
But
let's
if you're talking about
this.
Light, then what? Purple and red or white are opposites.
So you're saying that the opposite,
okay.
right? Because purple is the if
that's,
in the
ooh,
spectrum
now we're talking
of visible
spectrums.
Light.
Now we're talking X-rays and shit.
Yeah.
Infrared is all on the way on one motherfucking side.
I don't know
side.
If they're opposites,
and violet,
but they're like complementary. Is that what it's called?
Visible light.
Dew colors. Someone
yellow.
Didn't you work in a fucking paint store? Shouldn't you know this more than anybody?
Did I learn anything, dude?
Yeah. They had to take this for their paint job.
Yeah.
Me and the fucking woman with the fucking
visible light. Okay.
It's just be guys that are like, I want my wall to look like the Weezer wall on the cover.
There was a fucking color match eye that did all the work.
The computer. Yeah, let the computer do it.
Me and the single mothers with fucking rose tattoos on their tits.
Yeah.
Did not have to pass a color exam.
Yeah, the complementary primary secondary combinations are red cyan, green magenta, and blue yellow.
Red cyan.
Yeah.
What's cyan, like a light ass blue?
Yeah, so these are the colors and their inverses.
Whoa, really? Colors have opposites?
Right, yeah. So
that is legitimately blowing my mind.
Red, green, blue, yellow, green, magenta, red, blue.
We'll type it.
Well, how can green and magenta be opposites and then red and green be opposites?
Well, this is a deeper red.
No, cyan, dude, or something.
And then this one is red and blue. I don't understand. Oh, that's complementary colors, not opposite colors.
This is the RGB color model.
Okay.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what her pussy looks like.
No, complementary colors are pairs of colors which, when combined, cancel each other out.
Oh, shit.
So this means when they combine, they produce a grayscale color.
Oh, gray? Fuck gray. I thought if they combine and they were just white, that would be cool.
Modern color theory uses either the RGB additive color model or the CMY subtractive color model. And in these, the complementary pairs are red, cyan, green, magenta, and blue, yellow.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. That's what
I
said at the beginning.
No, that's not what you said.
Basically.
No, it's not.
What did they say about white and black?
They said that black people are the opposite of white people and that Bizarro Superman is supposed to be black. Well, case closed, folks. Looks like we got to the end of that debate.
Come on, man.
Okay.
I think race is a social
If we
construct.
Are doing race opposites,
mm-hmm.
what is our Chinese the opposite
I don't
of
think that the...
Because I just thought we're all like...
The opposite of Chinese is the Blue Man Group. We just settled that.
Oh, it's the Blue Man Group.
Chinese people are canceled out by the Blue Man Group.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is the secret to defeating China.
Oh.
You have to wait until they embrace capitalism to the extent that they consider going to see the Blue Man Group in Chinese Vegas, a type of vacation.
Hell yeah.
We flood China with the Blue Man Group.
Will they have a little Great Wall in Chinese Vegas? Like we have little...
Like little Paris. Yeah. Like
we have little New York.
I went for my at prom dinner after junior prom.
Anyways.
The Eiffel Tower.
The Chinese.
Hey, what was his
the
name?
Eiffel Tower in Vegas.
What was his name?
Yeah,
it
was
illegal
his name?
To be, it was illegal to be gay back then.
What was the name of the Eiffel Tower that you dated?
Was it Pierre? Yeah. Did you put it all in your ass in
the
one
name
sitting?
Of the Eiffel Tower. It was the Eiffel Tower at the Paris Las Vegas.
Whatever, bitch, shut up.
It was across the street from the Bellagio Fountain.
Shut up, dude. Nick's trying to finish his point about the Blue Man Group and
about
Chinese
black
people.
People and white people being opposite.
Yeah,
let's hear about enemies. Let's hear about.
I moved completely on from that.
Yeah, now he's talking about how Chinese people.
At what point did I say natural enemies? First of all, Superman and Bizarro Superman aren't enemies. He's just the opposite of Superman.
I think they sort of are enemies.
They're not enemies.
I think so.
No, he's just the opposite of Superman.
There's a point. There's definitely an arc where he's his enemy.
What is so upsetting about saying that black is the opposite of white in terms of just color?
Nothing.
In terms of no, but you're talking about in terms of people.
In terms of literally just the color that people happen to be.
Mm-hmm.
No. Who gives a fuck? Can we finish talking about the Chinese people?
I think it's reprehensible.
anything you want to extrapolate from that, that's on you. You're making all of those determinations.
So
I like this.
I'm just saying the Chinese people and the Blue Man Group cancel each other out. This is the only point I'm
making. Okay, so then by that logic, Native Americans, red.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who are their enemies? Marvin the Martian?
Green. Green people.
So Piccolo. Piccolo from Dragon Ball Z is the natural enemy of the Native American.
Mr. Piccolo. That's a good point.
Red cyan. They're canceled out by cyan.
Cyan? That's a type of Porsche SUV.
No, it's a Cayenne.
That's a Cayenne.
Cayenne.
Yeah.
That's a type of pepper.
No, it's a type of Porsche.
No, it's a Porsche. It's a car, you fucking dunce.
It's named after the pepper?
No. Spelled different, I think. I do like cayenne pepper, though.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's pretty spicy. It's
nice. So I guess you
it's
cancel
not as spicy
out.
As you think.
You cancel
it's
out.
It's pretty spicy.
You cancel out Native Americans with With cyan colored people.
What's cyan? Blue?
It's like a lighter blue.
So Squirtle.
Squirtle. Yeah. Maybe like somebody that
Skeeter from Doug.
Somebody that took too much colloidal silver.
Oh yeah, those guys. Those weird guys.
Yeah.
But that's a deep ass blue. They look like Smurfs.
Data from Star Trek.
Data for sure.
He's not blue.
He's blue.
He's a very pale blue.
Yeah.
I thought he was like yellow.
That is something
His
I
eyes
learned.
Are yellow.
That is something I learned at the paint store is that a lot of shit that you Data's think is gray blue? Is actually blue, man.
Yeah.
So
it's just yeah, it's a cool world.
Think about that.
Wow.
Think about that, bro. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Put that
pipe in your wife and smoke
it. Pipe in your wife's pussy.
Put the pipe
that's the
and
expression
suck out of her ass.
Why don't you put that pipe in your wife and smoke her? You put somebody else's dick in your wife and then you kill her for fucking somebody else.
Oh.
It's originally a Pakistani expression.
You set her up?
An expression from Pakistan.
Honor killing?
Yeah. Why don't you put that pipe?
All right, have we finished every type of person?
No.
What's
not
brown?
Even close.
What's the opposite of brown? Is that on your little fucking wheel, bitch?
Yes. The opposite of brown is light brown?
Mm-hmm.
Tan.
Mediterranean, maybe Hispanic, dude. Different types of Hispanics cancel each other out the way different types of mm-hmm. Mediterraneans do.
Mm-hmm.
So Greeks, a very light sort of
olive.
Brown, olive.
I don't know about very light. I think pretty dark.
It depends where you are in Greece, yeah. We cancel out probably like Turks and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about Ashkenazi Jews?
Are those the ones that are redheaded and whatever?
No, that's me.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just white, man. Sorry.
That's your opinion.
No, you're white.
Dude. I don't think
Jews
so.
Are really milking this. We're not white anymore because Trump is president.
No,
shit.
We just became white in this country.
Yeah.
For thousands of years, we were not viewed as
yeah,
white.
But but you're white now, basically.
Yeah. We're white.
Yeah. Maybe like Mexicans and like light-skinned Cubans cancel each other out.
Dark-skinned Mexicans, light-skinned Cubans.
Those weird light-skinned
Those
Cubans.
Those guys are white.
Yeah, they are white. They're just like,
Damn, color theory's cool.
Are you just reading Wikipedia?
Yeah.
What is the opposite of brown? So we get to the bottom of this.
Who came up with color theory?
Some wild ass bros.
Me.
You did? Yeah. You wrote this whole article?
Uh-huh, that's why.
Then why are you reading it and smiling?
Because
you're a narcissist?
Yes. I also came up with a theory of narcissistic personality disorder, which means that I'm not allowed to be it.
Oh, if you invented.
It's your theory.
If you invented.
Yeah.
I invented.
There's just a doctor
a
with Down syndrome
dick.
Like 100 years ago that's like, oh, yeah, I discovered this in other people. Not me, of course. I'm normal.
Jeremy Downs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Downs.
If that's the case, I would like
it's
to
weird that
I would like to invent fucked up little dick with a fucked up foreskin syndrome.
Just a guy with Down syndrome on the internet accusing people of having Down syndrome. People are like, you're projecting. And he's like, oh, the classic you're projecting argument.
The people
yes.
that you imagine
just because
with Down syndrome are like, are like highly
super
intelligent.
Geniuses.
Yeah.
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 They
just have speech impediment. Yeah. They just can't say R's.
Just because I said something that registers as true in your head, I must be projecting. How could anyone have such insight into your own inner working unless they themselves were experiencing it? Which in fact means that you're projecting, my friend. Have a nice day.
This sounds like a brilliant doctor. I'll go to him.
Yeah.
Even though he talks weird. Yeah.
It's fucked up that doctors.
Michael, what are you doing? Get off those Cardi B YouTube comments. Shut up, Mom. I'm owning the whips. I'm owning Wibbles. Who just want playgrounds for people like me. Whereas I prefer a regular playground. I want to struggle. I enjoy the struggle. Makes me feel rugged and independent. When the reality is I'm just as much of a parasite as everyone else. Thank God I have Down syndrome, so I have something to blame it on. And that's everyone online.
Yep. This is retard.
Damn, I do remember fucked up ass old school playgrounds though.
Mm-hmm.
I busted my knee so
like
open.
Rusty ass.
Oh,
dude, rusty
rusted
shit.
The entire thing
looked
made
like
out of
dinosaur.
Like fucking pressure treated
yeah.
lumber.
Yeah.
It's just filled with chemicals.
Yeah. That was a nice thing about growing up in Vegas is everything was like 5 years old because like literally no one lived there before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, So we had all those like rubber floor playgrounds.
That,
and,
you
like,
were, that's why you're a bitch now, dude.
I'm not a bitch.
No, you
dude.
Are, and that's it is because you never had
don't
the fucked
say
up
that
playgrounds.
On the podcast. Say that in private,
dude. Sorry, man. This is a truth.
No, I remember.
Session.
I remember when I lived in L.A. when I was a kid. There were fucked up playgrounds, like old playgrounds. But then
don't
I moved
try
to
get
Vegas.
In
Everything
now,
was
man.
Like bright. It was like purple and
yeah,
turquoise.
I hated that shit. And they had that weird little confetti looking like. Carpet almost on the bottom of everything that was bouncy. So
yeah, the
fell.
Bounce that shit's sick, dude. You
no,
feel like
fuck that.
Wood chips, baby.
Wood chips, yes.
Wood chips
yes.
Is just right, yeah. Right into your eye.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. If I got a fucking scar on my knee that will never go away, then everyone should.
I guess there is no opposite to brown.
Whoa.
Damn.
Yeah, brown is
Stump
all the colors,
Schwab.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't Shit. Brown all the colors?
I got you.
It is,
bitch.
But what if you're using the subtractive color theory?
Oh, let's find out.
God damn it. I don't know. This thing's making noise again.
Is it phones?
Yeah,
Adam,
it's a phone thing.
Is it better?
What color is complement brown?
Is the buzz gone?
Yeah. Well, today on Come Town, we're learning about colors. Not me, of course, because I invented color.
What is your favorite color for talking colors?
I don't have a favorite color.
Adam?
Green.
Mine's red.
I think favorite is the inverse.
I like red a lot,
favorite
too.
Is the inverse of prejudice.
Huh?
So it should be avoided at all costs.
I can't. Are you whispering?
Yeah,
what
I can't
you say?
Hear.
No,
I
no,
can't hear
what
you're
hear you.
Saying. You're getting too into character.
I'm sorry.
Nick just stopped. Like, the podcast ends, he keeps talking like this.
He's, like, doing ASMR.
Yeah. Oh, I should do those videos.
Yeah, as that guy.
As yeah, the ASMR, but it's
Down syndrome
SM
guy.
Pound sign and then, like, the cat emoji. And I'm like, that's what I believe to be ASMR. I didn't want to wear this. Eckhart Nestle Tollhouse.
Eckhart. Oh, who's Eckhart?
Eckhart Tolle's like writes like new age books.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
how about Reck
My grandma
Hole.
Used to give
Eckhart,
him to me.
Reckhard Hole.
Yeah, Eckharted Hole.
Eckharted Hole.
No. What's hole? What is hole? How
like
does
asshole?
Hole relate to
looking at
he's
like
trying
retarded.
To go
retarded. It's like a retarded
I went,
guy.
I went sex, I said Reckhard Hole.
Yeah. Reckhard Hole. Yeah. Yeah. Eckharted.
But if we're going retarded, then it should be
mm-hmm. Damn.
Whatever.
Bum, ba, dum, bum, dun, bum,
did we get the gay team?
The gay team. I think we lost the gay team.
I think
team.
We lost the gay team. Oh. We were laughing about
that
the
was
a
joke
team,
from the road.
But it's the gay team, and they go around picking up homeless veterans and raping them in the back
of their van.
Of their van.
Yeah, just pulling up to a shanty town.
Just
like,
yeah, picking up a
city.
Bum. Get
yeah.
in, get in, brother. We're gonna help you, brother.
It's over. The nightmare's over.
And then he gets in the van. And then it's just that van just barreling through a ravine while they rape a homeless guy in the back. Bum ba dum bum 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 bum. I love it when a plan comes together. Just the mental image of that guy chomping on a cigar as he's getting head from a guy whose fucking neck is being pressed down into his crotch by Mr. T. He's not even, he's got his hands behind his head relaxing while Mr. T forces another man just to.
Mr. T uses the homeless man as a pocket pussy on him,
yeah,
basically.
On
yeah.
Hannibal.
Who was in the A-team besides Mr. T?
It's Mr. T, oh, what do you mean, the actors?
No, like the characters.
Oh, it's Mr., it's.
Like an old rich
B.
guy?
B.A. Baracus, no. The,
that's Mr. T, isn't it?
That's Mr. T.
Yeah.
And then there's Face, who's like the costumes guy.
Hell yeah.
He's, oh, just, he's like the master
he was rejected
disguise.
From the
yeah,
army
yeah.
for being gay.
I think,
for telling and asking.
I think Murdoch.
Asking to suck your dick and
Murdoch
telling who he wants to.
Is like the insane one that's like a pilot
yeah,
or something.
Mad Eye or Mad Dog.
And then, yeah, Hannibal is the. Is
the rich
is
guy.
The captain.
The captain.
He's not the rich guy. He's like the leader.
Oh, okay.
And the yeah. backstory is hilarious. It's like they were discharged for probably.
I don't know. If, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they were even discharged. You're like a rogue special forces detachment.
Uh-huh.
That
the army keeps trying to arrest.
Yeah.
Bum ba dum bum 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 bum.
I bet it's like the A team, but it's a letter B, and then it's like four guys with Down syndrome in the band. Oh, yeah. Ba, 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 ba.
I'm gonna turn on the other AC.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Suck my little penis.
Suck on my dick until it's hard.
Fuck, man, I feel weird.
Yeah, weird how?
don't know, like sort of sick.
Yeah. Well, let's go get lunch. We're done with this episode.
Yeah, this is over.
We're done with this show.
All right, everyone. This show is over. If you're in Australia, buy tickets to see us. If you are in Connecticut, nope, that's tomorrow. If you're in New Orleans, come see me on the 15th. If you're in Lafayette, Louisiana, come see me on the damn 14th. Chicago, 21st and 22nd. I'm at the Lincoln Lodge. Get tickets. And on the 23rd, I'm in Detroit. So please buy tickets to that. And, I don't want to do any more plugging. God, I feel bad.
Yeah, plugging sucks. I need a soup. All right.
Bye, everyone.
Everybody.